listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to show you how to make big decisions, speaking to you from Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Let me read those three verses to you. We read this. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Are you good at making important decisions? In Acts chapter 1, the disciples had a big decision to make. They understood from the scriptures that it was proper to replace Judas, the disgraced one who betrayed Jesus and then killed himself. But exactly who should replace Judas and fulfill his office? The steps the disciples took in Acts chapter 1, verses 12, 13, and 14, these give us an example to follow before we make important decisions. First, notice they were obedient. We read, "Then they returned to Jerusalem." Just before Jesus was carried up into heaven, he told his disciples to return to Jerusalem and to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. That's exactly what they did. Sometimes we hear God speak to us in and through his word, but we quickly forget it. Many a good sermon has been lost on the walk from the church to the parking lot. But here the disciples did what Jesus told them to do, even though he was no longer physically present with them. If we want to make the right decisions, it begins with being obedient right now with what we know to be God's will. Second, notice their unity. It says, "These all continued with one accord." When we saw the disciples in the Gospels, it seemed that they were always fighting and bickering. Well, what changed in Acts chapter 1? Peter still had his history of denying Jesus. Matthew was still a former tax collector, and Simon was still a former zealot. Their differences were still there, but the resurrected Jesus in their hearts was greater than any of their differences. When we seek God about a big decision, a lack of unity with our brothers and sisters in Jesus can really get in the way. Being out of fellowship, either through our absence or through bad relationships, that puts us in a bad place for decision making. Thirdly and finally, notice that they prayed. It says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication." They all prayed. And they continued in prayer and supplication. The idea of the word supplication is a sense of desperation and earnestness in prayer. Prayer showed that they depended on God, and the depth of their prayer showed the depth of their dependence. God honors it when we deeply depend on Him. It's another way for us to show our dependence. Now, there's obviously more than these three parts to making good, godly decisions. But these three things give us an essential foundation: obedience, unity, and prayer. Now is the time to give attention to these three areas before you might find yourself needing to make a big decision. And if you are in decision time right now, then don't wait. Give attention to obedience, to unity, and to prayer.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.